Next station we're going to do is going to be Rosalie, R-O-S-A-L-I-E, Manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L. Patient was seen at 4817 Leffingwell, L-E-F-F-I-N-G-W-E-L-L, period, for face-to-face evaluation. Today is 4/20/529. Her date of birth is 5/16/48. This is a 74-year-old woman recently hospitalized with exacerbation of COPD. No, CHF. She also suffers from COPD, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, chronic pain. Patient is totally bedbound. She appears quite weak and debilitated, period. Patient has total ADL dependency. She has oxygen in place. Her O2 sat is 95% on 2 liters. Period. During the hospitalization, patient required treatment for CHF, which was decompensated, and treatment for exacerbation of COPD, period. She was hospitalized 8 days and was recently released, period. She also takes insulin for her insulin-dependent diabetes, along with Jardiance, period. Patient's pain is controlled with Tylenol number 3, period. Patient has lost tremendous amount of weight, has protein, calorie, malnutrition, history of low albumin, and has a heel protectors in place, period. Patient's anemia appears to be chronic and multifactorial, period. The paragraph says, used to be an office worker. She has 4 children, divorced. She tells me she's been bedbound for some time, has not sat up in a chair for a long time because of weakness. Period. Patient's tachycardic and suffers from air hunger, shortness of breath with activity, and at rest, period. Patient's other comorbidities include gastroesophageal reflux, hypertension, patient again on hospice with diastolic dysfunction, congestive heart failure, type 2 diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, history of multiple CVAs related to her diabetes consistent with lacunar infarcts, coronary artery disease, history of glaucoma, and history of compression fractures related to osteoporosis. Patient is expected to do poorly, meets the criteria for hospice care at this time. Patient's care was discussed with her daughter, Carrie, K-A-R-R-I, as well, at the time of evaluation, period.